Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. Make sure y'all like, comment, share, and subscribe to the podcast, because we got some dope interviews. So now let's get into the podcast. They listening to me. Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin, and you tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? Well, y'all know, man, I done brought a reoccurring guest right back, man, who was here for the third episode of the podcast, man, doing this year. And I got him back here today. So you want to say what's up to Crisis J? What's happening, Crisis?
What's going on, my brother? What's going on? How you doing today, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good today, man. I'm feeling good.
I can tell you one thing. The sun is gleaming off whatever you got on.
I'm talking about that. Hey, that's how bright I am today. Can you see it?
What is
that? I'm going to say, that's just how good I feel. The sun is
Yeah, yeah. I was like, dang, man, that was kind of a glare, like some sweat got up on that. But anyway, man, what's up, man? How you been doing, brother, man? Let everybody know who you are, where you're from, if they ain't see your first podcast.
Man, that's cool. Well, like you said, everybody, my name is Crisis J. I hail all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, 901. Everybody from the M-Town, stand up one time for the one time, man. We doing big things, you know what I'm saying? The world is revolving around Memphis right now. You hear me?
Okay. You know what they say, stand up, M-Town, stand up. Hey, that's what's up, man. Stand up, M-Town, stand up. So, hey, man, what you got going on, man? What you been doing since the last time that you was on the podcast? I know I spoke to you, but since the last time you've been on the podcast, what you been doing, brother?
Man, it's been a lot. I flew out to Seattle, did a show out there, came back, did month-to-month shows in Memphis, like, I've had a show almost every single month from January till last month. So, you know, just constantly doing shows, constantly trying to improve, drop the EP in April, you know, drop the new video in April as well. So, you know, I'm just trying to keep it going right now. Currently, you know, I'm studying under someone for, you know, extra writing. So, you know, I'm just trying to keep something fresh, you know, going on within my career. So,
Okay. Hold on.
Move the lamp.
get a little glare off the camera. But anyways, I do it in the middle of the podcast. Like, hold on, everybody. If y'all don't see it, hold on. But anyway, we gonna do it like this. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna do it like this. Like, hold on.
Yeah. Hey. So basically, man, you've been doing shows. What project you got coming out, or what project you already have out that you want to be promoting?
I have several different ones coming out from several different, you know, we try like a Metro Boomin type deal. Me and my guy B-Nar, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Shout out to Maryland, matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? Baltimore, shout out to all of y'all. Because he produced one of the tracks on my new EP called Exit 8. And it was a, you know, homage to my city. You know what I'm saying? Exit 8 is where I grew up. You know, Raleigh, Murder 8 type deal. So he was like, hey, let's put together a project, me and you. Let's do it. I was like, okay, no problem. So that's coming out August 30th. You know what I'm saying? Maryland to Memphis. You know what I'm saying?
That August 30th. That's cool. That's my son's birthday. So that's cool.
Hey.
He turned 1 year old, August 30th. So. That's the perfect day for it to come out. Yeah. No doubt.
None. And then September 17th, I have another joint project coming out with my brother and my partner in crime, Spire. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Right. M-Town vet right there. So we got something coming September 17th. Then in, November-ish? Yeah, I have another project, but that's later on. I'm just going to focus on them two. We'll move along from there.
Yeah. I know we supposed to do some other stuff too, but you never got around to it. Cause I get you too busy.
Don't say that. I still listen to that song. Like, where is the song? Like, is it coming out? Because I'm still waiting on it.
Oh yeah, man. Look, this is I'm gonna be honest, this is what happened, right? So basically I was like, you know what? I want this to kind of be right, and I want us to be, because I want to shoot a video. I remember that you weren't able to come up here, and I was like, man, you know, I actually want to do you right. Want to make sure we shoot the video first, so we can have that circulating before we put the song out. So this EP that I dropped called Only Time, which is out now, you can get on all the streaming platforms or wherever you get your music at. But you will not be getting it free on YouTube, okay?
Nah.
I am not letting you get it on YouTube. You better have to join a subscription place or something like that, and you can get it. That's what's up. But
it's facts, though. It's facts.
Yeah, that's how we doing it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like this. Okay, I don't mind giving y'all free music. I don't mind that. But, you know, I've been working hard. So if you appreciate what I'm doing, throw some funds my way. All right? I'm talking about I only get paid a penny of 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 a penny on Spotify. So damn, you know, or download the album. It ain't number like $3.99. Shit. I only need 100 people to download the album once a week. Cool. I live off that.
You hear me?
No doubt. None. Motherfucking doubt. All right. So Mr. Crisis J, so what do you think about, I want to ask you a question about a situation that was going on with the baby not too long ago. So I want to ask you this about this. So do you think that artists should be kicked off of festivals because while they on stage doing their job or their career and they say something that is offensive to anybody? We ain't gonna even talk about the LGBT community or whatever. We just gonna say, if you say something offensive, but you say something that's on your mind and people get offended by it, should you lose a festival? Should you be taken away out of a festival? Like, what do you think? You think that should happen just because somebody spoke their so-called mind?
That's the hard part about being an artist. You can speak your mind, but you can't speak your mind. That's always been the problem. It's like we're instructed to be creative and say whatever comes to your, well, not whatever comes to your mind or whatever you're feeling on your heart or whatever. But sometimes, like your mama used to tell you, sometimes if you don't have anything nice to say, it's best not to say anything at all. So I will say, you know, it's not okay to say what you say and then think that you're going to get, you know, the rewards from it. But it's also, you know, you're sabotaging somebody's kind of, you know, their livelihood at this point, because it's like, dang, he said what he said. And I feel everybody on that, you know what I'm saying? It was outlandish as all get out. But it's like, dang, that a man can't feed his family. It's like, I'm thinking about his family, not necessarily him, but, you know, his family. But, you know, there are repercussions for your actions. Like, you break rules, you know, you got to do the time type deal. So, yeah, it, you know, you just got to deal with it now at this point. So whatever you kicked off from, you got to, now you know. It's like when you're a kid and you get spanked because you didn't know what you were doing was wrong.
Yeah.
Now you know what I'm saying, not to say that. Now you know, okay, that wasn't cool. Now you know what I'm saying, you got the belt, you got the spanking, you got the whooping. Now you're just going to have to, you know, do better. So.
And you know, if we look at it and we say, okay, check this out. What he did or what he said was, you know, was it wrong? Was it wrong? You know, whatever. But we're not even going to focus on the baby. Just anybody, you know, people, okay, for Kaepernick, right? You know, he kneeled doing his job and people was offended by that. Look what happened to his career. So I look at it like this. Freedom of speech is not freedom of speech. And what I mean by that is you can say what the fuck you want to say. You can say what the hell you want to say and whatever, but just remember that there are consequences and repercussions to everything you do. So if you say, this is how I feel and I want to say it, there's nothing wrong with that. Say what you say, feel what you feel, but you cannot expect people to feel the same way. You cannot expect people not to take action because they don't like the way you feel or what you said. So at the end of the day, it's a lose-lose situation. And I'm not saying that you should bite your tongue for anybody. I don't think that you should compromise who you are for anybody. But sometimes you just have to shut the fuck up. And that's just true. You know, whatever views you got, whatever you got to say, do that on your personal time and stuff. But, you know, when you got things like this going on, it's hard for, you know, people to let stuff like that go, you know.
And it's just been And then not only that, you got to think about the type of society we in too. Everybody is ultra sensitive. Like, you can't say certain things without offending literally everybody.
Everybody.
Like, you have to be mindful of what you say. Like, when you looking up some of your favorite artists or whatever you're looking at, that somebody that's doing what you're trying to get into, and you see how they maneuver in their interviews or whatever, you got to think about it. They're mindful of what they say. They don't just go out here and be like, well, F them and this, that, and the third, or, you know, whoever, you know, they don't try to offend anybody. They try to give general instead of personal.
And yeah, because, you know, you don't want to offend nobody, because this is the thing. If you offend the wrong person, then your career is over, you know?
Sir,
and don't get me wrong. I don't think, you know, I was listening to Charlamagne Tha God, and he was like, you know, it's crazy that they'll kick you off a festival or something like that, but they promote the, you know, drinking, the drugs, the violence, the kill each other, black man killed a black man, F this man. And that doesn't get kicked off a festival. So, you know.
But see, the thing about it is
the most world ain't
not even just that. Most of them artists aren't even really killing nobody. Think about it. If an artist really kills somebody, do you think they'd be up at a festival really talking about it? No. They be in jail.
Well, unless you're 6'9".
Unless you're 6'9".
But unless you do the shit and snitch.
Yeah, unless you do. That's for another segment. We ain't gonna get on that today. Not today.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
But, like, most of them don't even really live like that. Like, it's like they create, like Big Crit is one of my favorite artists. And one of my favorite albums by him is Forever's a Mighty Long Time. And you can see the breakdown of, he starts the album as Big Crit, but midway through, he comes as Justin Scott, you know what I'm saying? His actual name. So he's like, this is who I am underneath of what y'all are seeing. Like, Jay-Z said it in an interview. He was like, y'all stay talking about how I was out here selling rock and all this other stuff. He said, was you really believing me, or did I do my job as an entertainer? Did I not do my job? Were you not entertained by the stories you were hearing? Like, a lot of people want to be entertained and they want to try to take it to that level, but these superstars aren't living like that. Most of them got mansions, kids. They're not out here sleeping with tens of thousands. They're not Will Chamberlain. Like, come on, man.
No doubt, no doubt.
So the thing is,
if you believe that they living their life, then you know,
you crazy.
You need to have your mental.
Yeah, you need what Eminem said. You need some. You got some issues, Stan. I think you need some counseling. Like,
no doubt.
If you really believe the, you know what I'm saying, people is really out here still selling drugs in Malibu or, you know, wherever they reside in California, you crazy. Like, you think these folks are gang affiliated at 30 plus years old? What? They live in a Malibu Barbie dream house? What you mean?
And you know what gets me about it is, you know, a cat like me that actually was in that life, it's like, even if I'm on the record and I'm speaking this shit, I'm not, like, why would I be dabbing in the streets? You know, you had people that did do that, and look what happened to them, you know? you know, but I'm just saying, like, why would I even put that on myself? Like, that makes no sense. Like, why? I'm worth millions of dollars. Like, why in the fuck should I give a fuck about that life? You know, going back, helping, giving back, but going and saying, look, you know, I want to keep it so real. I'm about to make $1 million and go flip it. You know, let me go get this and flip that and flip that. That's just plain stupidity.
You're going to flip your ass upside down and some other shit.
Yeah, your ass will be, you know what I'm saying? You will not have no life. You'll be broke with nothing, in jail, never getting out. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You only live once, man. You only live once. And that's, I'm saying, far as I know, that's true.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, I don't know about the band before now.
I don't know, man. I could be an infinite. I don't know if you ever seen that movie yet. Infinite. Maybe I am. Maybe I did live here 3,000 years ago. All right, so Crisis J, man, you already know, man. You got to give me your top four artists, because this is Heat Level Podcast. We don't do top five here. We only do top four. So who your top four artists is that is popping right now?
That's still popping right now.
Yeah.
I bet say, of course, I'm going to have to say Cole. First one to come to mind.
I knew you. New album, broke a lot of records. Number one in like 68 countries. Cool.
Nice.
All right.
I'm
still that's your have, number one. Still, who you number two? I'm
going to have to give it to Drake.
Drake. All right. Shout out to Drake, man. All right, cool. Who you number three?
Kanye. Because what he's about to drop next.
The Dada. All right, he on a whole nother level, man. We ain't even, he's 6.6 billion level sleeping in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, man. I'm saying like, come on, man. What a only thing Michael Jackson ever did that.
but you know what's crazy? So, Mike didn't even have to do all of that. He didn't even have to do all of that. That man even went outside one day and everybody was lined up.
Yeah, no doubt. So number four.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Because I don't know. The fourth spot, I don't know. I don't know who to give it to. Honestly, you know what? I'm gonna give it to somebody from Memphis. I'm gonna say Moneybagg Yo, because homie been on a real come up. Like a real, real, real come up.
Okay. So you give it to Moneybagg Yo. Okay. Hey, look, Moneybagg Yo is Moneybagg Yo. So at the end of the day, that works.
Yeah, I had to give it to him because that man. He done turned into memes and everything. He on his way up. Once you turn into a meme, you in there.
Oh, hey. You know, my thing about memes, depends on what kind of meme you get turned to. You know, like Soulja Boy said, a meme is viral. Viral is a meme. If you become a meme, you become viral. That's it. That's it. You know, he started it. Remember that. Soulja Boy started it all. So, you know,
even though he was not the first person on YouTube to drop a video, a rap video, that's already been debunked.
Yeah, well, he wasn't the first.
No, he wasn't the first to drop a big from it.
Yeah, he marketed it better. The way that he did it was a little different. And I think, you know, whatever, you know, give him his props. It's all good. You know, give him his props, man. You know, Soulja Boy, man. Hey, the man young, still got millions on millions. And I think he owned a lot of the rights to a lot of his stuff. He made the beats for it. He wrote, we'll give him his props. I don't know what happened to Colin Park Music, Mr. Colin Park. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe I need to Google and say what happened to Colin Park Music. Because it's like their whole roster. Their whole roster is gone. You know, I know they had few people, man. Yin Yang Twins, I think, was on Collar Par. And I think Bubba Sparks, I think they came back and got on Collar Park Music. And if I ain't mistaken, Hurricane Chris probably had
a little time.
I know he had like the Polo Ground / 5150 Ratchet or whatever. I know he's facing a murder charge now, so that's something. I don't know if you heard about the guy Stiletto, the one that had that. And watch me whip, and watch me nay nay. Yeah, you know he got a murder charge. He about to be going to trial for a murder charge. So, you know,
y'all better quit playing with these rap, man. Hey, some of these rappers, hey, they gonna have to do what they gonna do now.
Yeah, and then, you know, he had that one viral hit, and I think maybe he couldn't do that hit again, and it took him down through that. So he said, you know what? If I can't get no attention for my music, I'm gonna pop that iron, which that makes no sense to me, but
that whatever. Made no sense. But, hey, but you that's how they say, though, because When you make a hit, like, you know what I'm saying, and you're trying to recreate the magic that got that first hit, that got everybody to really be on your team, that got you all the, you know, success you was looking for, and you can't do it again, you panic. That's any logical human. You panic because now it's like the money's going down, the bills are adding up, and you got nothing to divide, nothing. Literally, nothing. So now you're trying to figure out how am I going to get it. And sometimes they don't think logically, like, okay, maybe I might have to dig a little deeper. Maybe I might have to hire a writer or something to help me. Maybe I need to go in a different direction, or if that direction ain't good. And then sometimes when people had these big songs, they've signed to record labels, and the record labels don't know what to do with you. They just know you was a. They just know you made a dance craze. That's it. What else can we do with you after that?
Yeah, it's like, okay, you got this hot dance song, and okay, we need something else from you. Where is it at? What you got? What you got in the bag?
And I had to learn that, you know what I'm saying? You got to bring more of you out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to bring what's unique about you out. Like, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists do and some don't. But it's like, now that I've learned that, it's like, you have to, once you make that hit or you make a good album or whatever, you got to continuously bring what's unique about you out into, you know what I'm saying, your music, and it's going to reflect. And that's why some of my favorite artists that I listed are still around. Because Drake didn't care that nobody thought he was sensitive. What was he doing? Still singing.
Yeah, he got an album coming out called Lover Boy or
Certified Lover Boy.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to be filled with R&B.
Come on. He said he was going to make an R&B album, so maybe this is going to be his R&B album.
So this is probably going to be it now. I don't know if it's going to be his last album, but
when it comes to Drake, I'm just trying to understand who he's going to come out. Who's going to be on the OVO roster? Who is he going to bring? I know he tried it before. It failed miserably. You know, nobody really popped off OVO. So I'm just trying to
see. Wait. No. There's only one.
Party Next Door, right?
Party Next Door. That's the only one.
Yeah. But Party Next Door ain't even signing him no more, is he?
Not Party still signed. Party still signed.
To OVO, though.
Yeah, just OVO. Just OVO.
You sure?
Hey, I can go look it up. I'm gonna have to look this up after this because I want to make sure I'm right.
No. We finna do it now. Let's see. Party Next Door. Okay, let's see. Party Next Door. All right, so because I ain't heard really nothing from him.
Yes, you did. In a while. You just don't know it.
Okay. What's the new song that he done did?
WAP. He wrote WAP.
Is Party Next Door still signed to OVO Records? No, I ain't saying no, not writing.
Oh, no, you mean as far as like his own music? Nah, recently, nah, I ain't heard nothing new.
Okay, they said Party Next Door is signed to Drake's OVO Sound Record label. Yep, he is. Yep.
It's still signed, but the only two camps, honestly, that are making all of their, you know, stars, superstars, is TDE and Dreamville at the moment.
Yeah, well, you know, J. Cole got a team, man. Boz and all them other cats he got over there. He's trying to bring that lyrical content back into the hip hop forefront, and you know, everybody he's signing are spit. You ain't spitting, you ain't finna be with Dreamville, you know. I would listen to a clip of Scarface, man, on the Ghetto Boys Reloaded podcast, and Scarface said, "They say, hey man, are you making any music?" Scarface said, "No, I'm done." He said, "No, I'm done." He said, "Hip hop has changed when the machine is what he said." Start pushing the stuff that, you know, basically have no substance. And the people that do have substance don't get no play. He says a lot of these cats are really good, a lot of young cats and all that, and they just not getting that because of the machine putting what they want to put in the forefront. So, you know, that's the thing about if you want to be major, if you want to be independent, you know, everybody go out here, they grind and they doing these shows. They look up to all these record labels and then you think to yourself, what do you really want to do? Like, do you want to be signed to a major label or do you want to be get a distribution deal or do you want to be just all independent, do it all yourself, grind yourself, push it yourself? And, you know, and I think people just have their own agenda of what they want to do when it comes to that. You know, I look at myself and say, being an owner of five, actually, different businesses, you know, owning Heat Level Films, which, hey, everybody that's on YouTube, this is the poster for the new film, Damn Justin Again, coming out September 30th. By the way, first short film, and hopefully it'll be a success. But anyways, but, you know, having Heat Level Podcast, Heat Level Entertainment, you know, SoDifferentShirts.com. Matter of fact, you know, you can actually go SOWDifferentShirts.com. That's the website if you want to get your Strength Over Weakness shirt. So, you know, and doing all that, man, I think I understand independence, man. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like I said, I was approached by a network. I denied it. Got approached by another network. I denied it. And a lot of people say, why are you denying these networks, you know? And I'm like, well, you got to understand my mind frame, where I'm coming from, why I got to see out of these networks in order for me to want to go and be on these networks, you know? I don't give a damn if it was USA. I don't give a damn if Puffy came to me and said, hey, man, we dig in your podcast, we want to put it on Revolt TV. I would tell Puff Daddy no, you know? I will literally tell Puff Daddy no. I don't want Heat Level Podcast to be on Revolt TV. I want Heat Level Podcast to be its own separate thing. Now, if you want to do a license deal or partnership, that's different. But far as you owning Heat Level Podcast and you cutting me a check for owning Heat Level Podcast and me doing what I do, and taking a little work off of me and saying, look, we just gonna own it. You do the content. I'm good. License and partnership.
And that's what a lot of people, they still don't get it. Now, honestly, if you get into a messed up contract in 2021, at this point, it's all your fault. You can't blame nobody, because it's so much information out there to keep you from doing that. And people are still doing it every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't at least listen to Heat Level, if you don't listen to anything else, at least listen to somebody like Nipsey or Russ. Russ is a perfect example. You know what I'm saying? You're a perfect example. Y'all literally do everything independent. Y'all don't require, you know, assistance from nobody. And that cuts out the middleman completely. And
yeah,
people skip clean over that.
And I'm going to tell you what it is, too. Okay. I'd have had a couple of people that I thought we was going to be rocking, doing our thing, whatever. And I think that they looked at me in a different way. They're like, okay, it's him doing all this. So what can he do for me, right? So, for example, okay, hip-hop used to be my number one thing, right? Like I said, I still release music. I got a new video out right now called Show No Love. I don't know if you've seen it yet, the Show No Love video. But they're on White King TV. Yeah. So you just think about it. You can look and say, I'm still shooting my videos. I'm still putting out music. I got a performance October 23rd for Bang for Liberation. And just think about it. I'm still doing music, right? But is music my forefront now? No, you know, I have businesses to run. Music is, I'm going to always do music, right? I'm always going to do that. I'm doing shows. I'm going to be pushing my music just like I'm pushing anything else. But is music my main focus? No, it's not. It used to be my main focus, but it's not my main focus anymore, all right? And that's the thing people don't understand. So people say, well, you ain't doing as many shows as you did in 2019 or, you know, and then, you know, 2020 was kind of messed up. But, you know, 2018, when I did shows in Miami, Atlanta, I was in North Carolina, you know, and everybody like, well, you know, well, we ain't really had a chance to get to that point. But next year, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of shows, of course. But the thing is, I'm making film now and I got a podcast, right? And I'm doing music, too. So I can't say all of them are number one. Right? Because that won't be true. So let's be honest. Right now in my book, number one is my podcast, right? Reason being, because I started it, I got to put a lot of energy into that, right? And my number two is my film right now, because this is my first film. Now, We start shooting the second film in October. Then we got the film coming. Then we'll start shooting another film in November. So then it's like we're shooting a film every month. So then it's like, okay, filming is number one, podcast number two, music is number three. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that I'm not going to be doing show. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be doing little mini tours. We're trying to set some up in the UK and stuff like that. Not saying that, but my thing is, I'm not looking for distribution for music. You know, I'm doing that all myself. Now, you know, if I get an artist that signs to my label, I will be pushing that artist. But if an artist signed to Heat Level Entertainment, okay, did like Eye Crisis, right? For example, okay. Now, I was going to actually approach to sign you to my label. This is why I did. This is what happened. So I said, you know what? Let's see if we can get Crisis on the label. You know, I talked to my second unit. I was just talking to a couple other people now. And I like, but you know what? Let me see what Crisis do on his own. So I just watch you do, you know, do what you do. And this is the thing. If I sign anybody at Heat Level Entertainment, I don't try to, whether you notice or not, I've tried to do this a lot. All right. People mind are not where it need to be at, right? You know what I'm saying? They mind in the business. They got to understand how it operates. Just because you're assigned to any label, you know, and of course my deal going to be better than the Machine deal. You're not going to see it that way if you're not educated, right? Let me ask you a question. Do you know what a 360 deal is?
Yes, and it is terrible. Like, once I got to, like, the bare basics of it, I was like, oh, this is just recycled money. Like, this is just, everybody gets a little bit, but it's not equaling out to what you really could get on your own. Oh, this is not good. Not only that, included in 360 deal, most times you don't even own your masters.
Oh, no. Why would they do that?
I was about to say, that right there strikes fear, and it should strike fear in every artist. That you don't own your master. You don't own the master recording to what you just put down. So if you literally laid a hit, they own that. They can tell you what to do with your music. I think OJ the Juice Man got one of the worst deals ever when he tried to get out of his. They told dude he can't get royalties until 10 years after his death.
Damn.
Bye. You know how fucked up that is? That you can't get royalties until 10 years after your death. So when let's you say die, you died. You'll be paid. Yep. And that was just from his first album. That was from his first album, which was a hood classic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is. That's probably his best one. You know, but it's like this, you know, and you just got to know what you're getting. All right, question. You signed to a major label, right? Maybe let's say, okay, cool. First of all, they're going to want your masters. They're going to want some of your publishing. You ain't got no leverage. I'll put something to you. I'll say, Crisis, you working, but you're not working hard enough in their eyes, right? They want to see 100,000 here, 50,000 there. But if you got that, you got leverage. But if you were you at right now, you have no leverage. But if they say, we like you, we want to push you out there. We want to do you like we did a J. Cole, who had fans, but not enough, but they signed him, but his talent just made it worth the while. And they gonna sign you to a not so good deal. Might be the fuck up deal, but it's up to you if you wanna sign that paper, right? You sign that paper, if you blow up, okay, you gonna owe them. Maybe you get the best thing rocking where you able to pay them back the first year, the first, the fourth quarter of the year or whatever. You know what I mean? And maybe you can do that if you that hot. But if you not that hot, then you are stuck in a loop, in a circulation, right? Yeah. I always tell people, okay, if I sign somebody, and it's the reason why I haven't. I'm talking about, it's not because I don't want a roster on Heat Level Entertainment. Of course I want a roster. Man, I done heard some dope cats. But is they worth signing? I don't care how dope they are. Are they worth my time and money? That's what I look at. All right. Yes. Of course, I'm not the machine. I'm saying, no. You know, no. You feel me? I don't have a team of 15 people that's on my squad, right? But at the same token, who can outgrind me? Now, if you look and say, I got this, I got that, I got this, I got that, guess what? I did it, right? I grind, you know. Shout out to my actors, though. Shout out to Angelo Tate, Jennifer Kinzer, and I always got trouble saying her name. Sadetrica Andrea Simpkins. Okay. Hey, Mike Kionis, who is actually the second unit director in the film, who actually did the other camera work and stuff. And hey, shout out to the guy that actually made the poster, man. Too, man. I'm sorry, man. Your name is like so different. He's from India and I can't even think of it, but he did the dope pic. I did the pictures with the green screen and he made a dope poster. So, hey, I really appreciate that. But, you know, you come sign with me and it's like, hey, you get three, all right? You get podcast exposure. I'm going to put you in one of my films. You get what I mean? Then you got the music. So we're going to cover three areas just with signing to my label. Let's think about this. You sign to a major label. What do they cover?
Man, they cover everything as far as they cover from your look. They cover from how you get. They cover literally everything. But the problem is, you don't look at the expenses. They give, you know what I'm saying? You don't look at the taxes. You don't look at none of that. So it's like, okay, you get $1 million, but in taxes, you already got $400,000. You know, boom, off top. You are, you know what most people do when they get that kind of money? They trying to what? Bring their friends with them. Bring their family with them. You know what I'm saying? Put mama in a new house.
How many of these hot artists, hip-hop artists that we talking about, been in movies?
I can only think of a handful of them at best. You know,
okay.
Master P, Snoop Dogg.
Them older, you know, they actually had to go out. Does the company do that? Like,
nah, they don't do that.
You feel me? You got to get out there and get in the movie yourself. Yeah. And it can't coincide with your schedule either, because we don't know what kind of contract you signed with this music label. Now, if this music label say, hey, we're doing the soundtrack for this movie, we just going to have you go audition, or you got to audition, you get in the movie, cool, but this can't, you know, block what we got going on to make our money, you know. And then, you know, you signed to a label like mine, is like, look, I got a film, I'm going to put you in this film, give you a little bit of acting exposure, and with your music, we might give you a little cameo here, da-da. You know, so it's basically what you want. You know, most people, do you want the fame or you want the money? That's what it boils down to. Can you have the fame and the money?
Yes, you can. It's just all about how you playing your cards.
Most of these hip hop artists have the fame and the money? No.
Nah, most of them just had a fame. And that's crazy, because somebody said that, you know what I'm saying, they want to be an artist where it's like a country artist doesn't need a whole ensemble to go on tour. Think about it like this. Every time somebody from hip hop, they've had to go somewhere else with somebody else with a couple people to do a real tour. I said,
yeah, that's how they get. Yeah.
Yeah. But like Garth Brooks could do a tour right now by himself. Countrywide. Plenty by himself. Just him and his team.
And let's be honest with you. Hip hop artists should be way more paid than country artists, since it is the number one genre. But they deals are so fucked up that they ain't getting their money, you know. And a lot of country artists ain't you know, Garth Brooks is one that's really paid, but a lot of them ain't too paid because how much they got to pay out to the band, to the writers, to the, you know, the guitar player. You know, they do major productions when it comes to country and pop. So you really got to be bringing that bread in, like Bruno Mars or something like that, or like you said, Garth Brooks, or what's like the guy named Kane Brown or something like that. Yeah, yeah. You know, just mixing genres up. So that's how that goes. So, you know, it is what it is. Now, we're going to get to one of our segments of the day.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the name of this segment is called Under the Bus. I give you two names. I tell you who both of them are, and you tell me which one are you going to throw up under the bus. Are you ready for it?
Damn.
Let's do it. Now, we're going to go to the DJs on this one, and we're going to say DJ Khaled or DJ Drama. Which one are you throwing up under the bus?
I'm at the Drama under the bus. Drama under the bus.
Hey, but so my man said,
That was a tough one.
Oh, man, my man just said he got to throw DJ Drama under the bus. So, DJ Drama, you have been thrown under the bus by Crisis J. Hey, DJ Khaled, you survived this one, baby. That's what's up. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Somebody got to go up under the bus. So, that's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, so y'all already know we are to our last segment of the day now, and this is my favorite segment, and the name of this segment is called Brutally Honest. Basically, I ask you a question, and you got to give me your honest answer. If you don't, I will rag on your ass. That's what's up. So the question of today is, have you ever kissed a girl who was ugly for money? That's the not question. For money.
No, being brutally honest, no. I've kissed an ugly girl, but not for money. So.
Oh, you did it for free. You should have charged. Why would you be kissing an ugly girl for free?
No. That was back when I was younger. We ain't gonna talk about it today.
Oh, you don't want to say her name because she's still there, right? Okay, it's cool. We ain't gonna say who she is. She probably in Memphis. She's like, okay, if this cat say anything about, oh, so I was the one he kissed. Oh no, she gonna come look for you, man. Don't do it. No doubt, man. But hey, man, I appreciate all that, man. Hey, man, let everybody know where they can get your music and where to find all your stuff at.
Man, you can find me everywhere at Crisis J, KRISIZJAY. YouTube website is crisismusic.com, KRISIZmusic.com, all one word. I said you can also find me on Apple Music, Spotify. You can find me everywhere. So that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Appreciate you for having me, though. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, no doubt. Well, y'all already know, man. Y'all know where to find me, baby. It's Joaquin. It's Y-Q-E-E-M. That's W-Y-Q. Eric. Me, mama, moo, moo. Y'all already know. Yeah, y'all can find me on Spotify, whatever, man. Y'all already know what's going on with that. And when it comes to Heat Level Podcast, y'all can go to Apple Podcasts. You can go to heatlevelpodcast.com, and you can get this podcast. Y'all make sure y'all download the podcast. Like, comment and share if you're on YouTube, and if you go on heatlevelpodcast.com or Apple Podcast, man, put me in your library, you know, so you can come and see the episodes that'll be coming out on Wednesday. Okay, and y'all remember what I said, we're gonna be doing two episodes a month for the first couple of months, and we'll be back to one episode every week. So y'all make sure y'all just stay tuned in. Hey, if y'all want to go listen to my music, it's Joaquin TV. That's the videos, my bad. If you want to go see the videos, it's Joaquin TV. It's W-Y-Q, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo TV. Y'all make sure y'all go do that, man, and check that out. Or you can type in Heat Level Podcast on YouTube. And make sure, everybody, if you got Tubi TV, you got Amazon Prime, if you got any of that, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be on Hulu and Netflix. They do too much shit. So I'm good with that, okay? But September the 30th, make sure y'all see Damn Justin Again, my first short film, and I hope all y'all watch it. It's a nice film, my first one. I wrote it, directed it, did the screenplay. I even edited the thing. So, man, show me some love on this one, man. If you like it, hey, it's going to be like 99 cents to watch it, man. 99 cents. I'm saying you spend that on blunt shells, okay? So, you know, make sure y'all go do that, man. Hey, Crisis, anything else you want to say before we get up out of this place?
Shout out to Heat Level Podcast, man.
And shout out to Crisis J, man. Maybe we'll be doing something, getting him in a movie or something, and try to furthermore his brand. Hey, oh, another thing, everybody. If y'all want some Strength Over Weakness shirts, y'all go to sodifferentshirts.com. That's SOW differentshirts.com. Go grab your Strength Over Weakness shirt, man, because you better know strength is a choice. Weakness is a choice. So always choose strength over weakness. You feel me? Now, y'all know what how I always say, I'm about this beat.
Every time they in they ride, every time they hear this beat, every time they in the spot, every time I'm on they street, they listening to me. Every time they in